The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Independent power. Ignition.
Where do I need to land?
Second tower separate.
Primary rotation.
Turbopumps at flight speed.
We have ignition of the Soyuz. And liftoff. Liftoff as Chris Cassidy, Pavel Vinogradov, and Alexander Mazurkin are on a fast track to the International Space Station.
Liftoff, everything's stable. Vibration to the norm, everything is in nominal condition.
On this day in 2013, a Soyuz capsule made a beeline for the International Space Station.
Just a few meters now in between the Soyuz and the International Space Station, standing by for contact and capture.
Copy.
Contact and capture confirmed at 9:28 p.m. Central Time, 10:28 p.m. Eastern Time. The two vehicles flying high above the Pacific Ocean, just to the west of Peru. Once again, Chris Cassidy, Alexander Mazurkin, and Pavel Vinogradov have arrived at the International Space Station after close to 6 hours from launch to docking.
Carrying new crew members to the station, Soyuz TMA-08M tested a new launch trajectory that got it to the ISS in just 6 hours, rather than the leisurely two-day trip undertaken by previous station crews. Alf Clausen, the maestro behind the music of The Simpsons, was born on this day in 1941. Red Dwarf's Chris Berry was born on this day in 1960.
The generals don't smash chairs over people's heads. They don't get Newcastle brown bottles, stick them in your face and say, "Stitch that, Jimmy." Generals are in the nice white tent on the hill, sipping Sancerre, directing the battle. They're men of honor.
And Gareth David Lloyd, Ianto Jones of Torchwood fame, was born in 1981.
Mobiles, landlines, tin cans with bits of string, everything, absolutely everything. No phones, phones all broken. Hello? Anyone there? No, because the phones aren't working.
On this day in 1987, while he was eating breakfast in costume, before making an appearance at a convention in Columbus, Georgia, actor Patrick Troughton, the second Doctor Who, suffered a fatal heart attack. In 1994, Wesley Crusher finally left the Enterprise. For the last time. We mean it this time.
May you be sure and dress warmly on those other planes of existence.
I will.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
It had been very popular with me, luckily. It was with Billy too. But it was a lovely part. I loved doing it, and so I regret it leaving very much. But again, it was, you can't stay in one job forever.
The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.